Dear students, in earlier two modules of practical geometry, we have discussed about three conditions to draw a unique quadrilateral. In this module, we are going to discuss two more conditions which will help us to draw an unique quadrilateral. The condition is like this: when three sides and two included angles are given. To discuss this one, let us take an example. Construct a quadrilateral ABCD where AB equal to 5 cm, BC equal to 7 cm, CD equal to 6 cm and angle B is equal to 90 degrees, angle C equal to 75 degrees. So we know that in the first step we are going to draw the rough sketch. So here is the rough sketch. In step 2, draw the base. That is BC equal to 7 cm. In step 3, let us draw angle B is equal to 90 degrees by using our previous knowledge. And in step 4, let us draw angle C equal to 75 degrees. Now, with B as center and BA is equal to 5 cm as radius, draw an arc on the perpendicular line. With C as center and CD equal to 6 cm, draw another arc. Now join AD. ABCD is the required quadrilateral. Now let us take one more example to understand this condition better. Draw a quadrilateral RATE where RA is equal to 6.5 cm, AT equal to 5.5 cm. RE equal to 4.8 cm, angle R equal to 60 degrees and angle A is equal to 120 degrees. Now, in the step 1, we are going to draw the rough sketch of a quadrilateral RATE. In step 2, draw RA equal to 6.5 cm as our base to the quadrilateral. In step 3, draw angle R is equal to 60 degrees and angle A is equal to 120 degrees. In step 4, with R as center and RE is equal to 4.5 cm, draw an arc. With A as center and AT equal to 5.5 cm, draw another arc. Join ET. RATE is the required quadrilateral. Now, let us discuss about the last condition in our chapter, that is when other special properties are known. To construct a quadrilateral, we used 5 measurements in our work. Is there any quadrilateral which can be drawn with less number of available measurements? Yes, by using the properties of different quadrilaterals. As we know that in a parallelogram, each pair of opposite sides are parallel, and opposite sides are equal, opposite angles are equal, and diagonals bisect each other. In rhombus, all sides are equal, diagonals bisect each other, and opposite sides are parallel and equal. In a rectangle, each side is a right angle, diagonals are equal, pair of opposite sides are parallel and equal. In a square, all sides are equal and parallel, each angle is a right angle, diagonals are equal and bisect each other. In kite, diagonals are perpendicular to one another. Pair of adjacent sides are equal. One of the diagonals bisect the other. So, to explain this small topic, I have given a table for your better understanding. Let us discuss an example. Is it possible to construct a rhombus ABCD where AC equal to 6 cm and BD equal to 7 cm? Justify your answer. Yes, it is possible. How? Here, BD is the diagonal and AC is the diagonal of a given rhombus. And we know that diagonals bisect each other perpendicularly and all the sides are equal. So for this one, let us draw a rough sketch of given rhombus in step 1. Now in step 2, draw diagonal BD is equal to 7 cm. Now, let us draw the perpendicular bisectors of BD. As we know that diagonals bisect each other perpendicularly. With M as center, draw an arc of radius 3 cm above and below on the perpendicular. Here, 3 cm is nothing but half of 6 cm of the diagonal. As we know that the bisect perpendicularly, therefore the distance between the center from the center is equal. In step 4, join BA, AD, DC and BD. Here is our rhombus ABCD. Now let us discuss one more example. Construct the kite EASY if AY equal to 8 cm, EY is equal to 4 cm and SY equal to 6 cm. On drawing a rough sketch of the measurements, we will obtain a figure like this. We know that a pair of adjacent sides of a kite are equal. So here AE is equal to 4 cm and EY is equal to 4 cm. And AS equal to YS equal to 6 cm. And here we know one more point, that is in a kite the diagonals bisect perpendicularly. In step 2, draw AY is equal to 8 cm. Now draw the perpendicular bisector of AY. Here is the figure. With A as center, draw AE is equal to 4 cm on the perpendicular. With Y as center, draw YE equal to 4 cm on the perpendicular. Join AE and YE. Now, with A as center, draw AS equal to 6 cm and with Y as center, draw YS equal to 6 cm. So, here on joining AS and YS, we will get the required kite EASY. Now let us go for the summary. In this module we have discussed about two conditions, that is when three sides and two included angles are given and when other special properties are known. And we have already discussed about the different properties of a parallelogram, rhombus, rectangle, square and kite. And now this is time for home assignment.